Let's talk a little bit about our faith and the reasons why we believe with a new book called Why Believe? A Reasoned Approach to Christianity. The author is Neil Shenvey. He's a research scientist at Yale and Duke University. Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thank you.
Neil, tell us why you chose to write a book about this. And this is what's called apologetics, right?
It is apologetics, and I wrote it because basically I'm cheap. I was giving away lots of copies of Tim Keller's Reason for God as a postdoc at Yale, and I was like, this is expensive. So I'm going to write my own book telling people why they ought to believe in Christianity.
Well, usually someone is introduced to Christianity through a friend, and maybe you want to be that friend that introduces somebody to Jesus. How do you go about it and start conversations like that?
I think maybe sometimes seeing your own life, like, why do you act the way you do? Why do you think the way you do? Hopefully they're noticing that you're a kind person. Also, you can ask questions, often a very non-threatening way to find out, to introduce these topics and say, well, what do you believe? Do you go to church? Do you go to church as a kid? And that often leads to longer conversations about, well, what do you believe about reality?
Well, when people are thinking about Christianity, do you think they're thinking about a relationship with God, or do they think more about, you know, going to church and all of those activities?
I think it depends. I think oftentimes people are looking for meaning and purpose. Often when something terrible happens to them, they're saying, why did this happen? When they have kids, they want to raise their kids within some kind of moral framework. They're not always looking for the gospel or Jesus. Often they're not looking for that, but they might find him anyway. And so when they come to our churches, when they come to us and say, well, what do you believe? We want to be able to give them answers and say, this is why I believe that Christianity is not just true for me, not just helpful, that it's actually true for everyone.
Well, Neil, tell us a little bit about one of your favorite chapters that you've written in this book.
So I think one of the interesting chapters of my book or section is based on the argument from the gospel, what I call the argument from the gospel, which says that the gospel itself, the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, is itself the best argument that Christianity is objectively true. Now that's odd because Christians often think if we answer people's questions intellectually, then we can get to the gospel, right? We answer their questions first. How do you know God exists? How do you know that Jesus rose from the dead? And then you can share the gospel. Well, I say no, just the gospel itself is evidence that Christianity is objectively true.
Well, the Great Commission in the Bible is to go and preach the gospel in all the world. Do you think people are more hungry for it these days? And maybe we're hungry for it, but we don't know exactly what we really need.
That's my argument essentially, is that there is deep in the human soul a recognition that something's wrong with us. We have problems. We don't know what they are. We can't name them, but the problem really is sin. And then more than that, we can't fix the problem. We go to therapists, we go to religious rituals, we meditate, but then the problem's still there. We have feelings of guilt and shame. We know we're messed up. And I argue that in this final section, that actually Christianity alone among all world religions can address those deep needs and answer those questions that we all have. We know we have problems. We know we need a solution. And Jesus alone says, I can forgive you and I can renew you.
All right, I'll present a scenario. You're stuck on a desert island with another person. I mean, you don't even have a Bible, but you want to share your faith. Where do you start?
I always start with Jesus. The first chapter or second chapter of my book is about the trilemma. So Jesus is either the Lord, God's son, or he's a liar or a lunatic. This goes back to C.S. Lewis. And I start with that and say, look, all of us have to come to grips with who Jesus is. Is he who he claimed to be, or is he's an evil megalomaniac? Those are the only real options. And so if I had, you know, 2 minutes with a person, I would say, well, who do you believe Jesus is? I would listen, and then I would say, well, here's what he claimed. Is he lying? Is he a lunatic? Or is he who he claimed to be?
Well, if you have a friend who has questions, or you're just looking to deepen your understanding of your own faith, this book is called Why Believe? A Reasoned Approach to Christianity by Neil Shenvey, who's been our guest. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Todd.